That was a traditional Lao song.
Well, part of it was.
Yes, part of it was. And Ewan Bell is a Melbourne photographer and a friend of Travel Writers Radio who's been going to Lao for the past 10 years to conduct photography workshops. Last year, he met a woman who changed his appreciation of what foreign photographers can do to help the local people. He speaks to Graham Kemlow.
Well, welcome back to Travel Writers Radio, Ewan Bell. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Graham.
Good.
Now, good to hear from you.
Yeah, and you. Now, you've been going to Lao for many, many years. I'm aware that you've been running workshops up there, photography workshops. You are a Melbourne-based photographer, but the world is your photographic canvas, I guess. but along the way in Luang Prabang, you've come across some interesting opportunity to travel with a bit more of a purpose than just to go and take photographs, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. Last year, we met a lady called Carol who runs a program called My Library. And the idea behind it was for her to help Lao kids to get access to good school books and textbooks so that they could learn to a higher degree. And then she stepped aside to have another program to help them to take photographs so they can express themselves and express their culture.
Right. So did you help with that? You helped with the photography part of her work?
Well, I'd come in pretty late in the program, and so she's been trying to help with the photography for a number of years. And when I met her last year, I saw the problem she had is that she had a wide range of cameras that she couldn't take a lens from one and put it onto the other. And so it was kind of getting in the way of the kids being able to learn.
Right.
So I talked to Panasonic and asked them if they could help out, and they basically donated a bunch of cameras. That's, you know,
wow,
kind of the short version.
Okay.
The cameras, the lenses, batteries, some camera bags and stuff. It was just a really big kit. So it means that the students can have consistent gear. They can take a lens from one camera, put it onto the other, and it gives them a really good platform to learn their craft.
Wow. And so originally, sort of over these 10 years you've been going to Lao, you've been taking photographers or amateurs,
yeah,
who want to learn a bit more about photography, mostly from Australia, were they?
It's been about half of them will come from Australia and half will come from the US.
Okay.
So, you know, the people who travel with me tend to come from around the world. I get people from the UK, from expats who work in Asia as well. But it was, you know, it's kind of interesting for me to talk to Carol about her program, because I've spent all this time trying to help people come to Lao and capture the culture in Lao. And her point was that perhaps it would be good if we let the Lao people capture their culture, because they're the ones who know it better.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really good point.
Yeah, it's an interesting sort of twist on things, isn't it? That just going there and taking photographs and sharing them with the world as foreign photographers achieves a certain objective for the photographer, but it may not necessarily achieve much for the local culture.
Yeah, that's right. And that often we come into someone else's culture and we don't always understand some of the finer points and some of the subtle points. And so we need to be very patient to do it well.
Mm.
And even if we do it well, it doesn't mean that we can do it as well as someone who actually lives within that culture.
Right. So does this mean, Ewan, that on your return to Lao, which I assume will be within the next year, mm-hmm, that you will have a different approach, that you will actually go a little more engaged with Carol and her My Library project?
Well, I'm trying to achieve two things. So the people that I take to Lao, I want them to have a really good experience of the culture and to understand it and to use that process as a way to cultivate their skills.
Yeah.
The other goal is I want to spend some time with Carol's students to help them to express their work as clearly as they can.
Right.
One of the things we did in January this year, we spent a week with some of her students to take them out and to shoot sunsets and to go to temples and to go into the countryside. And I feel that what we can offer them perhaps is more to sit down with the images that they've shot and to teach them how to process their shots so that, that they can express what is, you know, what they have captured and to get the most out of that.
Okay, well, that actually sounds fantastic. Now, from the point of view of the people who are used to you as someone who conducts workshops, and you conduct workshops on food, shooting food, and also on travel photography, you do this in Daylesford, and I know you do it in Hobart, and Lau's obviously a little more of a commitment for photographers from here. But what typically do you experience as a photographer going up there and participating in one of your workshops?
Well, one of the things we're trying to achieve is that we want people to actually immerse themselves within the creative process. One of the problems, particularly with people who want to shoot food photography, is that if you just go and do like a half day workshop, you know, and you take a day off work, and it tends to make your life kind of stressful. You're trying to basically squeeze it in, and then by the time that you get home, you've got the kids are after you, you know, you're trying to catch up on the work that you didn't get done during the day, and you kind of erase the value of that whole day that you took out to try to learn something.
Yeah.
So if you come away for sort of 4 days, or, you know, in the case of Lau, it's a whole week, if you basically come away from your own life and try to immerse into something else, that's when you really get to learn and get to find out where your path is and where you really want to go, because it takes time to connect with the process.
Mm, I understand. And you live in a village? Do you sort of stay in the local community?
Well, with the trip that we do to Lau, we stay in the heritage part of town in Luangpabang. So we're in the same place the whole week. We don't leave that hotel, so that every night we come back to the same place.
Right.
So that's kind of comfortable. That's kind of a treat to not have to pack up your bag every 2 days. And we go out and we do some shoots on the Mekong. We do some shoots with some hotels. We go out to the markets. We meet some of the chefs.
You eat, you know,
the food, whole
I
week
hope.
We're basically trying to explore the culture through the food.
Yeah, it actually sounds fantastic. And I imagine the people who come away after an experience like that are quite enamored of the Lao culture and
the food.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I think that Lao cuisine is really unique. It's not like Thai food, and it's not like Vietnamese food. It's unique, and it has actually taken a while for me to get close into the Lao cuisine, to understand it properly. And so we're really, really proud of what we can share in terms of Lao culture. And, you know, that's basically because we have some really good people on the ground there.
Yeah, well, obviously you do. You've been doing it for all of that time. And I guess from the images I've seen of yours seem very, very much to be available light. They're shot often in dimly lit situations, of what I've seen you do, but it adds such atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The character of the place is the thing that we're trying to capture, and it's part of the problem when you're going to shoot food. There are kind of two ways to tackle it. You either create the scene you want within a studio, or you try to create the capture the character of a place when you're at a location. So when we go to a restaurant or a cafe, we want to convey, you know, the character of that place. We don't want to bring too much of ourselves to the picture. We want to capture the place. So to understand which of those two modes that you're going to shoot in and how you're going to get the end result is really important.
Yeah. Now, just in the few seconds we've got left, Ewan, have you got any places on your workshops that, coming up?
Yes, we've got some places left for the workshop in Lao in January. The Hobart one at the end of the year is sold out, but we do have people signing up for Dalesford in April next year as well.
Okay, so that's ewanbell.com is the website. Thanks for being on the show again, Ewan, and maybe we'll get a chance to chat after you've been back to Lao on this next trip and hear how it all went.
That'll be great. Thank you very much, Graham.
Thanks, Ewan Bell.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.